Hello everyone, welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and craziest side of tech available on the interwebs. I'm your gaming elder, Ray McNeil. Coming up on the program today, the 2020 GMC Sierra HD can make your trailer invisible. Blue Origin's new Shepard launches NASA experiments and aces the vertical landing. And happening in this week's What the... A hitman has been convicted thanks to his fitness watch location data. Yeah, go figure. That and a whole lot more coming up on your weekly tech update next. Hi everyone. You knew it was just a matter of time, right? The U.S. Department of Justice claims three men conspired with another man, Tyler Barris, to make calls about fake incidents, which prompted armed police to respond. Mr. Barris is facing 20 years in prison for one swatting call that ended in the death of Andrew Finch. Schools, police departments, and others were targeted with fake calls. The three men charged with conspiracy and conveying false information concerning the use of an explosive device are Neil Patel from Illinois, Tyler Stewart from Florida, and Logan Patton from Missouri. Mr. Patel and Mr. Stewart have been arrested and charged, said the DOJ in a statement. It added that Mr. Patton had agreed to give himself up to police in Los Angeles. Information about the swatting incident released by the DOJ revealed that the three are accused of being in contact with Barris for a series of hoax calls separate to the one in late 2017 that ended in Mr. Finch's death. The other incidents allegedly involved bomb threats made to schools, calls about fake hostage situations involving armed attackers, and paying Barris to prompt police to attend fictitious emergencies. The world's largest drone maker, DJI, has reported that it will take a huge loss, up to $150 million, due to employee fraud. According to Bloomberg and other sources, the company said that it fired multiple employees who apparently inflated parts costs to pad their own pockets. DJI discovered the extensive corruption during an internal probe and has contacted law enforcement. The corruption probe is one of the largest ever in the recent history of Chinese tech, according to Bloomberg. DJI condemns any form of corruption strongly and has set up a high-level anti-corruption task force to investigate further and strengthen anti-corruption measures. That's according to the company. Now, according to the government-run China Securities Journal, over 40 individuals at the company have been investigated. Since the crackdown by the Chinese president, companies have been forced to deal harshly with corruption or face serious consequences. DJI is a particularly high-profile company, as it has 14,000 employees and owns 3/4 of the drone market, thanks to consumer models like the recent Mavic 2 and a thriving commercial business. We are taking steps to strengthen internal controls and have established new channels for employees to submit confidential and anonymous reports relating to any violations of the company's workplace conduct policies, it said in a statement. We continue to investigate the situation and are cooperating fully with law enforcement's investigation. Now, we do have an update. DJI has given the following statement to Engadget. They said, quote, DJI holds our employees to strict ethical standards and takes any violation of our code of conduct very seriously. During a recent investigation, DJI itself found some employees inflated the cost of parts and materials for certain products for personal financial gain, which DJI estimates could have cost the company up to $150 million. However, DJI did not incur a full year loss in 2018. DJI took swift action to address the issue, dismissed a number of employees who violated company policies, and have contacted law enforcement officials. We continue to investigate the situation and are cooperating fully with law enforcement's investigation. They continued saying, these actions do not represent DJI, our culture, our 14,000 employees who work hard every day to serve customers and develop cutting-edge technologies. We are taking steps to strengthen internal controls and have established new channels for employees to submit confidential information. In this week's transportation news, Jaguar Land Rover has developed a system that projects the direction of travel onto the road ahead of self-driving vehicles to tell other road users what it's going to do next. It's a novel idea and something we may see in the future. The intelligent technology beams a series of projections onto the road to show the future intentions of the vehicle. For example, stopping and turning left or right as part of research into how people can develop their trust in autonomous technologies. In the future, the projections could even be used to share obstacle detection and journey updates with pedestrians. These projections tested on autonomous pods developed by Aurigo, sure, why not, feature a series of lines or bars with adjustable spacing. The gaps shorten as the pod is preparing to brake before fully compressing at a stop. As the pod moves off and accelerates, the spacing between the lines extends. Upon approaching a turn, the bars fan out left or right to indicate the direction of travel. Trials were set up by a team of advanced engineers working in Jaguar Land Rover's future mobility division, supported by cognitive psychologists, after studies showed 41% of drivers and pedestrians are worried about sharing the road with autonomous vehicles. The innovative system was tested on a fabricated street scene at a Coventry facility, with engineers recording trust levels reported by pedestrians, both with and without projections. The trust trial program, which also included fitting of virtual eyes to the intelligent pods in 2018 to see if making eye contact improved trust in the technology, was conducted as part of Jaguar Land Rover's government-supported UK AutoDrive project. Safety remains the priority as Jaguar Land Rover invests in self-driving technology, becoming automotive leaders in autonomous, connected, electric, and shared mobility. The trial is aligned with the brand's long-term strategic goals to make cars safer, free up people's valuable time, and improve mobility for everyone. The commitment extends to Jaguar Land Rover's current models as well, with a suite of advanced driver assistance systems, including adaptive cruise control, blind spot assistance, and intelligent speed limiter available across its range of vehicles right now. That includes the Jaguar F-Pace and Range Rover Velar. No, the new 2020 GMC Sierra Heavy Duty can't drape an invisibility cloak on top of your trailer. Those don't exist yet. But with cameras, it can almost do the same thing. By combining the images from the tailgate backup camera and an auxiliary camera attached to the back of your trailer, the Sierra HD can show you what's hiding behind your trailer. The trailer-mounted camera will be offered as an accessory, and GMC says the feature only works with hitched box or camping trailers up to 32 feet long. Sorry, fifth wheel owners. Though the new Sierra HD at least offers a bed view camera to help you get things hitched up as well. In total, the new truck offers 15 different camera views with the optional ProGrade trailering system. There's even a camera you can mount inside your trailer so you can check on your cargo in real time. The Sierra HD also gets the same two-piece tailgate found on last year's Sierra 1500. GMC offers a 6.6-liter Duramax turbo diesel V8, making 445 horsepower and 900 foot-pounds of torque, mated to an Allison 10-speed automatic transmission. That's not as much torque as the new Ram heavy-duty trucks, which, with their Cummins high-output diesels, put out about 1,000 foot-pounds of torque, but It's enough to tow up 30,000 pounds. The new Ram HD offers tailgate and bed view cameras, but doesn't give you transparent trailer capabilities. GMC says the Invisitrailer feature should help with maneuvering in tight spaces and make merging onto the highway much easier. It's unclear whether this feature will also be available on the new Chevy Silverado HD, which will be fully revealed in February. The GMC Sierra 2500 and 3500s will go on sale this summer. The simple act of building and selling the all-electric Porsche Taycan may be a satisfactory step towards a greener planet for many people, but for Porsche, well, they're going to go the extra mile to make the car and everything around it as environmentally friendly as possible. The company announced that the Taycan's factory will help clean the air of nitrogen oxide emissions as well. Nitrogen oxides contribute to smog, and they're frequently created by diesel vehicles. To do this, Porsche will place aluminum panels around the exterior of the building coated in titanium dioxide. Now, the company explains that when sunlight hits the panels, nitrogen oxide exposed to the surface breaks down into water and nitrate. Porsche has been testing the system with a little over 1,300 square feet of panels that it says are as effective as 10 trees in the same space. Porsche says if the implementation of the Taycan plant goes well, it could start using the panels on additional buildings. On top of this nitrogen dioxide reducing strategy, the company claims Taycan production will be completely carbon neutral. So you'll be able to enjoy your 90,000 plus electric sports car pretty close to guilt-free. So much transportation news this week. Chevy back in the news as well, and students from the Oxford Community School's first Lego League, and Detroit's Ralph Waldo Emerson Elementary's A World of Motion program unveiled the first ever full-size Lego Silverado at the North American International Auto Show. It was just ahead of the show opening to the public. The model is an exact life-size replica of the all-new 2019 Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss, and it is the first full-size Chevy vehicle built entirely of Lego bricks. The Lego Silverado continues the partnership between Chevy and Warner Brothers Pictures that began in 2017 with the Lego Batman movie and the Lego Batmobile from Chevy. This partnership builds on the Silverado marketing efforts that launched earlier this month. A custom mini build of the Silverado High Country will make an appearance in the next big screen animated adventure, The Lego Movie 2, the second part, when it debuts in theaters on February 11th. Now, in this fun and action-packed sequel, the heroes of the Lego Movie reunite to save their beloved city from a new threat: Lego Duplo invaders from space. 18 specially trained Lego master builders spent more than 2,000 hours hand-selecting and placing each of the 334,544 pieces on the red Lego Silverado, which has unique working lights and graphic details. If you'd like to learn more about the Lego Silverado, you can visit Chevrolet.com. Oh, space news always gets me excited, and this week it's Blue Origin back in the news with their privately built New Shepard spacecraft. They've aced their biggest mission yet, and this time the spacecraft flew for NASA. The reusable New Shepard launched into space on its 10th ever test flight, a brief uncrewed jaunt that carried at least 8 NASA-sponsored research and technology payloads to suborbital space and then back to terra firma. The mission, which lasted about 10 minutes and 15 seconds, reached an altitude of 66 miles. Blue Origin officials said the mission began at 10:05 a.m. when the New Shepard rocket capsule Duo lifted off from Blue Origin's West Texas test site. The rocket soon came back down to Earth for a vertical touchdown, and the capsule followed suit with a parachute-aided landing on the dusty Texas plains. Blue Origin launched the NS-10 mission amidst a partial government shutdown, and while NASA did simulcast the launch via NASA TV, the agency was shuttered for the most part. There were 10 payloads in all on the flight. These NASA-supported experiments will help advance in space propulsion technologies, habitat systems, science instruments, and other capabilities crucial for exploration. Like the researchers, this was the fourth space flight for this particular New Shepard vehicle, which itself is the third such vehicle that Blue Origin has developed and flown over the years. The vehicle also performed suborbital test flights in December of 2017 and in April and July of last year. Blue Origin, led by Amazon.com's billionaire founder Jeff Bezos, aims to fly paying passengers aboard New Shepard perhaps as early as this year. But the company has not yet begun selling tickets or announced how much it will cost to book a seat. Payload transportation is well underway, however, as the recent flight showed. The eight experiments that had a brief encounter with the final frontier were a diverse lot as well, with some provided by NASA centers and others from universities sponsored by the agency. You can learn more about all eight payloads, which flew via NASA's Flight Opportunities Program, at Blue Origin's mission description page. Blue Origin envisions New Shepard as a stepping stone of sorts to bigger and bolder things. The company is also developing a heavy lift rocket called New Glenn, and Bezos has said that Blue Origin eventually aims to help get millions of people living and working in space. Xiaomi truly is working on a foldable phone. Company president and co-founder Lin Bin has confirmed in a teaser he posted on Weibo. In the video, you'll see the executive using a tablet-sized gadget until he folds its sides and uses it like you would any other phone. Its UI even automatically resizes itself to occupy just the middle part of the screen, so you won't have to flip the device to look at the folded parts of the display. To make it as authentically phone-like as possible, well, the company put a power button at the top center of the device when it's held in landscape mode. That way, the button will still be easily accessible when it's used as a phone. Bin wrote in his post that the form factor, which perfectly merges the experience of a phone and a tablet, is the result of the company's work on foldable displays, folding hinges, and other technical challenges. He also said that it's just a prototype at this point, and that the company will consider mass production if it gets a positive feedback from consumers online. Xiaomi has two possible names for it in mind. They are the Mi Dual Flex and the Mi Mix Flex, but it's also looking for other suggestions too. You'll likely have to wait a while before you can buy one of your own, and this is if it makes it past the prototype stage. And back into video game news, well, kind of, with James Baker. He's also known as rapper Blowboy JB. He's the latest person to file a lawsuit against Fortnite developer Epic Games, now this time over the use of his shoot dance move in the popular Battle Royale hit. Known as hype in the Fortnite community, shoot is one of the most popular emotes that millions have now seen performed. It requires the dancer to swing their arm and leg back and forth in a choreographed motion as seen in the video. It was included as an unlockable emote in Fortnite's Battle Pass subscription service, which costs $10 for up to 3 months. The emote was not, however, ever sold directly for money. Blockboy JB first asked his fans on Twitter if he should sue Epic Games, especially in the wake of other artists, including Millie, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's Alfonso Ribeiro, and Russell Backpack Kid Horning, launching their own lawsuits over stolen dance moves. It's the same move that Donald Faison, who played the character Dr. Chris Turk on Scrubs, did when he learned his dance was included in the game. although Faison has yet to file an actual lawsuit of his own. Similar to past cases, Blockboy JB is alleging copyright infringement, violation of the right to publicity for profiting off his likeness, and trademark infringement. It's not clear whether Blockboy JB has successfully acquired either the copyright or trademark regarding his shoot dance, or whether he's in the process of doing so. The plethora of artists and celebrities coming forward against Epic Games has caused other personalities, including the mother of a Fortnite player known as Orange Shirt Kid, to also demand compensation from the company for using their dances in the game. Now, unlike the majority of cases, however, Orange Justice was an emote that the player submitted to Epic Games via a recording of himself dancing. It was a part of a contest that they put on that he ended up losing, but was thankful when fan pushback led Epic Games to include it in Fortnite anyway. Epic Games hasn't commented on any of the lawsuits, and it has told The Verge in the past that it does not comment on ongoing litigation. This is a game I really struggled to keep out of my What The segment, because that's what I think it is, but there are some people that are quite hyped about this. Farming Simulator is getting its own esports league and a new competitive game mode to match. That's according to an announcement made Wednesday via the game's official website. The decision to make an esports league around the farming game comes after the Farming Simulator Championship's first season was held in 2018. The championship will become a league with 10 tournaments coming to various locations in Europe. That's according to developer Giant Software. Top teams will then compete to win $100,000 in prize money, equivalent to more than $110,000 US, and the title of Farming Simulator Champion. Christian Amon, CEO of Giant Software and manager of the esports division, commented on the new Farming Simulator League. He said, quote, "We have a unique opportunity. Competitive farming is something people have enjoyed for years now, but it hasn't been done in esports so far. We have lots of esports enthusiasts at our company who can't wait to show the world that farming can indeed be fun and competitive at the same time. We believe we found the right mix of real farming and fun to play game elements to ensure everyone will find it entertaining." Giant Software is partnering up with other industry notables, including Logitech G, Intel, Noble Chairs, and Nitrodo, to bring the Farming Simulator League to life. And finally, happening in this week's What The, a hitman has been convicted, all thanks to his fitness watch location data. An alleged hitman has learned hard lessons about the value of GPS data on fitness watches. A Liverpool jury has found Mark Fellows guilty of the 2015 murder of mob boss Paul Massey, in part thanks to location info from the accused Garmin Forerunner. An expert inspecting the watch's info discovered that Fellows had recorded a 35-minute trip that took him to a field just outside Massey's home ahead of the murder. He appeared to be scouting the route he would take later to perform the hit, a claim supported by cell site and CCTV evidence showing Fellows driving his car past Massey's house numerous times in the week before the slaying. The judge in the case has sentenced Fellows to life in prison, where there likely won't be anyone lamenting Fellows' mistake. His conviction illustrates how many people don't think about the positioning info their device collects. Whether or not that information reaches the internet, in this case it didn't, it still creates a record that you might not want to keep around. Thanks for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we should feature on the program, you need to send me an email, djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update, and check out the podcast, audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audio Burst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Good night, world. Your weekly tech update brought to you by Holiday Home Care, Phillip Island, Victoria, Australia. It's your turn to relax. Before you get on holiday on the island, contact Holiday Home Care. We can set up your residence or holiday rental, do the shopping for you, provide linen and towels, and make sure it's all ready by the time you get here, giving you more time to enjoy what Phillip Island has to offer.